Oh, the dancing and singing are great. Beautiful, in fact, but I'm afraid of all the Indians who aren't dancers and singers. Those rhythmless, talentless, tuneless Indians are most likely going to get drunk and beat the shit out of any available losers. And I am always the most available loser. Come on, Rowdy said, I'll protect you. He knew that I was afraid of getting beat up, and he also knew that he'd probably have to fight for me. Rowdy has protected me since we were born. Both of us were pushed into the world on November 5th, 1992 at Sacred Heart Hospital in Spokane. I'm 2 hours older than Rowdy. I was born all broken and twisted, and he was born mad. He was always crying and screaming and kicking and punching. He bit his mother's breast when she tried to nurse him. He kept biting her, so she gave up and fed him formula. He really hasn't changed much since then. Well, at 14 years old, it's not like he runs around biting women's breasts, but he does punch and kick and spit. He got into his first fist fight in kindergarten. He took on 3 first graders during a snowball fight because one of them had thrown a piece of ice. Rowdy punched them out pretty quickly. And then he punched the teacher who came to stop the fight. He didn't hurt the teacher, not at all, but man, let me tell you, that teacher was angry. What's wrong with you? He yelled. Everything, Rowdy yelled back. Rowdy fought everybody. He fought boys and girls, men and women. He fought stray dogs. Hell, he fought the weather. He'd throw wild punches at rain, honestly. Come on, you wuss, Rowdy said. Let's go to powwow. You can't hide in your house forever. You'll turn into some kind of troll or something. What if somebody picks on me? I asked. Then I'll pick on them. What if somebody picks my nose? I asked. Then I'll pick your nose too, Rowdy said. You're my hero, I said. Come to the powwow, Rowdy said. Please. It's a big deal when Rowdy is polite. Okay, okay, I said. So Rowdy and I walked the 3 miles to the powwow grounds. It was dark, maybe 8 o'clock or so, and the drummers and singers were loud and wonderful. I was excited, but I was getting hypothermic, too. The Spokane powwow is wicked hot during the day and freezing cold at night. I should have worn my coat, I said. Toughen up, Rowdy said. Let's go watch the chicken dancers, I said. I think the chicken dancers are cool because, well, they dance like chickens. And you already know how much I love chicken. This crap is boring, Rowdy said. We'll just watch for a little while, I said, and then we'll go gamble or something. Okay, Rowdy said. He is the only person who listens to me.